As the beloved mighty Astrea speaks his heart to us all, let us send our love and gratitude to him. Thank him for all he has done and all that he is yet to do until the entire psychic stratum of Earth is consumed and the sinister force removed from this world forever. Beloved ones of my heart, as we move into action with more and more demand for these special activities of a cosmic Christ fire, to move into the lower atmosphere of Earth, be prepared to see destructive forces face the recoil of their own destruction and that which they intend against others. Since it is the responsibility of myself and those who serve with me to consume in the atmosphere of Earth that frightful impurity that has been imposed upon life, which we call the sinister force, try to understand that as substance that has been qualified with destructive reaction upon mankind. When that has gone forth by the determination of individuals who have free will, then there must come the time when that determination to do evil must be removed from the life stream. If it is necessary to do it by suffering, then it must come that way. For all must be ground into perfection, whether it be harmonious or discordant to the individual. The cosmic law is perfection, and none may escape its ultimate control of all energy, all life, all substance. Therefore, as long as you remain in unascended bodies, your supreme duty is to keep calling forth all the cosmic Christ fire at your command to compel the consuming of that which has imposed such dishonor upon life, such dishonor upon the universe, and such chaos in the life streams of mankind. Century upon century upon century have mankind continued to destroy each other through war. And but for the law of the cycle into which you have entered, they would continue again. But since you are privileged to have this knowledge of the I Am Presence, and you know your duty, and you know your only protection is the use of this cosmic Christ fire, then if you give that continual call to your presence and to us, that cosmic Christ fire can consciously increase and be fanned, as it were, into an ocean of living flame that consumes all that is destructive. This must be consumed at the mental level of the individual and at the emotional level. In the atmosphere of Earth is the principal focus of what we term the sinister force. And it is like an atmosphere of an anesthetic because it continually imposes upon mankind that which keeps them from awakening to their responsibility to the universe around them. The individual does not feel a responsibility to the universe around him. And that is where the trouble comes. whether the individual knows the law or not, does not change the cosmic scheme of creation. Every individual in embodiment is held responsible under the cosmic law for what vibratory action goes forth from the physical body to the mental and feeling world into the energy of the atmosphere in which you move. Therefore, those of you who know this law should not only feel the responsibility, but joyously understand the privilege that is yours to use these activities of a cosmic Christ fire to purify the atmosphere in which you live. And therefore, unless the individual will make conscious application enough, he or she is subject to the atmospheric pressure of the destructive energy, destructively qualified energy, and the destructive rates of vibration that are constantly being poured into the atmosphere of Earth by the mass of mankind who do not know the law and are determined to do wrong. People rebel against their conditions. I rebel against each other when all the time they have the full power to call this cosmic Christ fire into the physical octave to purify the very air they breathe and the atmosphere and conditions around them until they become harmonious to the outer self. But when individuals are determined to do wrong, then that wrong builds to a certain point. You may rest assured, as surely as you have head on your shoulders, will the cosmic law compel the individual to face the conditions of that wrong. Now, my dear ones, those of you who have loved ones who have attained the ascension, can have help without limit if you maintain harmony and purity and obedience within yourselves. There isn't anything your loved ones, once they're ascended, wouldn't do for you if the cosmic law permits. And the cosmic law is this to which I have reference. When you are determined to keep the outer self pure and make it carry its responsibility of pouring out purity and cosmic Christ fire of perfection into the atmosphere in which it lives, then just as surely as you do that, will that perfection come back to you. Now, all of you, beloved ones, whether you're living under a crisis and strain, or whether you're going along in the even tenor of your way, try to realize this. You all want your ascension. At least we take it for granted you do. I think you've experimented long enough with the misery of the sinister force down here. I should think you would want to explore other realms of the universe. And since you are facing the action of the cosmic law concerning your ascension, you must keep before your outer attention this fact. You cannot take discordantly qualified energy into our octave. We won't have it. That's yours. The discord generated on this earth by mankind has been the misqualified energy of this planet. And therefore, it cannot rise out of the atmosphere of this earth and come into any other place in the system. It has to stay here until it is purified. And here is where the work must be done. Therefore, it is no use calling for your ascension one moment, flying off the handle the next, and then expecting if something happens that you're going to get the ascension, because you won't. I'm going to be very plain tonight, since this is, may I say, part of my realm of activity. Since I am the one that faces these frightful destructive conditions, and my legions of the blue flame are those who have to bind the human creation of both individuals and groups, then I have a right to make this plain before you, so that you may not misunderstand what is required by the cosmic law if you are to have your ascension. This world needs the cosmic Christ fire of immortal purity in order to consume the impurity of hate and discord and selfishness. And therefore, unless those who know this law will live the law of love, then I cannot take away from them conditions that are distressing. The cosmic law isn't going to ease up on anybody, and there are no exceptions to it. The law of life is one, and the law of energy is absolute. And therefore, since I have for a long while faced the frightful creations of mankind's terrific hate and selfishness and filth, I am pleading with those of you who know this law to come and join my legions in the use of this cosmic Christ flame and to help to more quickly purify the conditions in which you find yourselves this hour. If mankind haven't learned the lesson in the past, they won't learn it in the future. Now, mankind have got to face the cosmic law's demand that the outer self has got to be purified. It's got to learn to love all life with that pure cosmic Christ love that consumes hate and selfishness, disorder and chaos. Long have I offered my assistance to the people of earth. And could you see, though, what it means to bind frightful creations of mankind's discord, the frightful things which have been created by mankind's ugly thoughts and feelings and spoken words, you would die in horror at the sight. And yet we have to face that. My legions and myself on your mighty Saint Germain have had to look upon those creations when we seize them and bind them within the blue flame until they are purified. That which you see in the outer world, my dear ones, is almost nothing compared to the inner world. Frightful as the things are in the physical octave upon which mankind have to look sometimes, yet in the great mercy of life, the inner things have been made invisible to you, or you could not live to make the effort to improve. Now, it is imperative that we have more assistance from the I Am student body to call forth cosmic Christ fire of immediate purity to strike into the atmosphere of your nation, because there is where the energy is that is feeding the hypnotic domination that individuals have over conditions to enslave the people that are constructive or to prevent the greater blessings coming into the physical conditions of your land that ought to be here. Long have we loved mankind. And may I say to you, long will you have to love mankind, whether you like it or not. You know, you feel quite virtuous when you love people that you like. But you're not much concerned about loving the people you don't like. And that's where you get the discipline. That's what you need. The beloved Master Jesus said an amazing thing which nobody wants to understand. Love each other as I have loved you. I love your neighbor as yourself. And you don't know how much you love yourself. If you did, you'd be amazed at what he expects you to love, to pour as cosmic Christ love to your neighbor. Now, just as long as the outer self is permitted to refuse to pour out that love, just that long will it stay in its chains. And all the screaming and all the tears and all the rebellion will change this cosmic law one atom. Now, let's get that clear tonight. When the cosmic law compels the return of your own creation upon you, all the weeping and wailing on the planet will never change that law. You might think we're hard, but we're not half as hard as you are. We got free and you didn't. So that's rather self-evident. I don't mean the I Am student body are particularly hard compared to the rest of mankind. In fact, you're not as hard as the rest of mankind. But my dear ones, if you turned on enough cosmic Christ love into conditions, may I say, there are no miracles that we wouldn't perform for you. Now, personally, I have had to deal so many centuries with mankind's frightful creations in the atmosphere of Earth, and far as that's concerned around themselves, that personally I would like a vacation and have the enjoyment of seeing mankind pour forth the cosmic Christ love that would enable me to give some of this magnificent power which we wield in our great octave of life to those who are trying to lift mankind to greater freedom. Now, we can't love the world for you. The Master Jesus, when he said to his disciples, "Men will know ye are my disciples because ye love one another." And then he didn't say, "Go off with a lot of foolishness." He said, "Love each other as I have loved you." And he was pure Christ love to them. And then he said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." And they didn't understand how much they loved themselves either. But we're trying to bring that understanding. And I think I'm quite capable of making myself understood. Thank you, beloved ones. Now, with the assistance of the beloved Lady Master Nada and the mighty Son of Kamara, all the great ones who have recently turned your attention to the use of a violet consuming flame, I feel that all of you will make much more intense effort in the future to keep calling this cosmic Christ fire of annihilation to that which is of the psychic atmosphere of Earth, everything that is of the psychic plane. Now, don't imagine that there's anything good in that psychic realm. There is not, except God's misused energy. If the cosmic law would permit all the atmosphere, all the substance and energy in the psychic stratum of Earth to be suddenly consumed, you would positively almost float in the atmosphere. You would feel so light and joyous and buoyant in the release of that pressure from the very air you breathe. How often have you, sometimes you go downtown or into a locality where there's a heavy, oppressive atmosphere or there's certain smoke, and you go down there and you spend a few hours, and then when you come home, you're so glad to get out of that. You are in the atmosphere of a great city, and you go off into the mountains or into the woods to get away from that, and you're so grateful to get out into that pure air. Don't you see, ordinarily, you're feeling the pressure of this psychic substance all the time? But now, with this intense use, the greater use of this cosmic Christ violet consuming flame, for which we have called, you can move in the midst of these other conditions, insulated in your own atmosphere, provided you have called enough for that violet consuming flame to enfold you, and you keep sending it out. Now, here is the secret. If you keep it flowing continually into the atmosphere about you, it keeps the atmosphere purified. Therefore, the discord of the outer gets no chance to run back into you and locate to disturb your world. So, in self-defense, my dear ones, the important thing is to keep this violet-consuming flame so continuously active in and around you and pouring out through you to the atmosphere about you, that you do not feel the pressure of the impurities that are everywhere in the psychic stratum of Earth. Now, since my service to the Earth at this time is to consume as much as possible the discordantly qualified substance in the atmosphere of Earth, and to release individuals who are caught in that psychic plane, provided the cosmic law permits their release and they have learned the lesson from their experiences. And how do you think that comes about? Individuals who have been caught in the conditions of the psychic plane through war and otherwise are fastened there, more or less, by their uncontrolled emotional outbursts. Every time the feelings are disturbed or are rebellious or angry, they fasten themselves to those conditions of limitation. And wherever the higher mental body calls to me to cut the individual free, it is my privilege and my joy, I assure you, to release one life stream after another from the controlling force that is in the psychic stratum of Earth. There is your full accumulation of all the destructively used energy through war. Now you'll begin to get some kind of an idea of what I meant when I said, were you to suddenly look at the creations there, you would die in horror at the sight. You'd pass from the physical body. This is what we are asking you to avoid by more continuous use of your violet-consuming flame. Now, in using that, it isn't just to give the decree. When you call forth that violet consuming flame, feel it. Hold the picture clear in your mind. See its action. Feel its action. Demand that it stay permanently. Demand that it expand continually. Demand that it increase hourly. Then you have so much action going on of a violet consuming flame in and around you that this discordantly qualified substance in the atmosphere cannot come in and make a connection with you. Now, when the messenger said tonight that every temple and study group and home for those under this radiation, wherever you sent forth these calls and these dictations have been given, that ground becomes holy ground. These buildings are sacred buildings. Once you have called this sacred fire into outer action, the law answers. And if you understand what the great presence of life and the ascended host have offered when you have made these calls and they have answered you, if you really felt and knew that with every fiber of your being, the heavens would open and bring you such miracles as you have never dreamed possible. Now, I am here to explain this clearly to you tonight, that we may prepare you to give you greater blessings if you will do this. And when I say draw forth more intense action of a violet consuming flame, that does not mean with tension. When you make the call and hold the picture clearly, then if you want an intense action of that violet consuming flame, send the intense love of your heart to that flame. Love that flame. And surely that's not a strenuous thing to do. You don't have any trouble loving your children. There's nothing strenuous about it, and there should not be in your call for the violet consuming flame. When you call any of these activities of the cosmic Christ fire into the physical conditions of this world, give your decree and make your call. Hold the picture clearly, and then as you hold that picture, send the feeling of love from your heart to that flame. And if you send love, love will answer you. For that love to that sacred fire may not be denied by any being in our octave. Therefore, to bring this cosmic Christ fire into the atmosphere of Earth to consume the psychic stratum, then as you call great oceans of that cosmic Christ, violet consuming flame, to sweep and sweep and sweep through the atmosphere of Earth and consume the whole psychic stratum in that atmosphere, then hold that picture, then send your love to that flame. And as surely as you send that love, will that love come back to you. We have given you an infinite number of ways and means of drawing these activities into your outer use. And what we have given you is eternal. What we have given you is all-powerful. What we have given you is the law and the gift of love supreme. And if something human persists, it simply needs more violet consuming flame called there, and that flame loved enough to intensify it. Because while your decrees are words that go forth and are the demand upon life, our life, to bring this into your physical octave for use, your love to that which you call forth is the magnetic power that draws it here. And that is why just an intellectual statement of a thing does not produce manifestation unless the energy and the feeling in the heart through love sends forth that love that is the magnetic power to draw it here. It would always stay in the mental realm. We have talked about love, but still mankind know very little about it. Now, the love from your heart is an action of the great central sun magnet from the great presence of the mighty I Am there. And that magnetic power is in your own heart's flame. Therefore, when you call the violet consuming flame in and around a condition, send forth your decree, make your picture clear and sharp, and then pour your love upon it, that you may fulfill the requirements of the cosmic law. And then your mighty I Am presence and the ascended hosts can lower this into the outer physical atmosphere and into your conditions. I will bring the fulfillment of your calls infinitely more quickly. Now, you can't get away from the law of love. You might just as well make up your minds to it and kick everything else aside. Push it aside as if it had never been. Make your statement of the law in your decree. Hold your picture. And then pour the love of your heart upon that. For that is your love to life. And life will come back to you with more love. And when you send that to our octave, or to these activities of the cosmic Christ fire, we send back infinitely more than you can send up to us. And therefore, there is no limit to the power that you may draw into conditions to correct them. And if they aren't corrected, they are silently saying to you, well, you haven't used enough violet flame. You haven't poured enough love to draw them into the physical octave. I'm here to help you tonight, because I would rather pour my love to you and help you understand this and draw this cosmic Christ fire in and around yourselves. It'll be very much more joyous for me to help you understand this love and use it than it is to keep consuming the human creation in the psychic stratum of Earth. One is a very great joy, I assure you. The other is what we consider our cosmic duty in order to keep the Earth itself from dissolving. Mankind have no concept of the quantity of energy they have sent forth into the atmosphere of Earth, qualified destructively. It's the most frightful dishonor to God. And therefore, we are trying to consume that dishonor. And you, if you want protection against the destructive forces of this world, will have to draw the violet consuming flame by your decree, by your picture, and by your love. Though that is the threefold action. And as you draw these three activities together within yourselves, you will find such happiness, you will find such a feeling of masterful accomplishment as you see conditions change more rapidly for the better, that you will understand it as the secret of manifestation. You know, the beloved Saint Germain told you in the beginning, 25% of instruction is in the spoken word, and 75% is in the radiation. And the radiation is the feeling of our love. In other words, we speak the words, and that's 25% of the energy. But when we pour the flame of love from our hearts, that's 75% of the energy. That makes people comprehend what we say. Therefore, if you want a manifestation in the physical world of that which overcomes evil or holds you protected against it, then 25% is in your thought and your decrees, your mental picture and your decree. And 75% of that which produces the manifestation is in the feeling of love which you pour into it. I don't believe you've ever quite had the feeling or the understanding that you had to pour your love into your decree. You thought if you just said decrees enough, well, that would send forth the energy and it would force the manifestation. And it does. But when you want something very much, or the necessity is great, you want it with such intensity that there is the feeling of love goes forth to it. And that's what produces the quick fulfillment of your calls. When you are happy and you love to do a thing, it is done very much more quickly and much more perfectly. And tonight I am giving you the secret of love. And that's what the beloved Master Jesus meant when he said, love your neighbor as yourself. Then, if you want to pour forth good to someone, you will give the decree and hold the picture. Then you pour your love to the fulfillment of the call. You pour your love to the flame that produces the perfection. I let your neighbor alone. Is that clear? You see, the greatest art in life is minding your own business, a thing very few people know how to do. But nevertheless, we can all learn. In fact, some of us have learned through hard experiences centuries ago. So, beloved ones, since there is so much to do in the consuming of this terrific condition in the lower atmosphere of Earth, produced as the aftermath of three wars, I plead with you, forever, to keep using this power of your cosmic violet consuming flame with all the devotion you know how to send forth. Love that as you love the dearest person on Earth. If mankind could have the love for that violet consuming flame that they have for their love of gold, my God, you could clear the earth almost in no time. You don't understand mankind's craving for gold. To them, it seems to represent power over their fellow man. And they're almost insane when they think they can get some of it for nothing. And if they had that same love for the violet-consuming flame, they could precipitate gold as easily as they could raise their hands. I am giving you the secret and powerhouse of the universe. I am giving you the secret of whatever manifestation is required to fulfill the divine plan. People crave these things when they should be craving the presence, and then the powers to produce those things would be a natural action and outpouring of the love from the presence and of their love to the presence. So as we go forward, I am sure you're going to enjoy the house cleaning of the centuries, because that's what you're facing. That's what we're facing. And if you clean your little house down here, the little circle that surrounds you, it'll make my task very much easier. And the sooner I get through, the more comfortable it'll be for you. The sooner you go to work, the quicker I'll get through. I think I will enjoy your association very much in your cooperation with me. And I'm quite sure you will enjoy the love I pour through the violet consuming flame as you feel your release from one condition after another that has bound you so long. Now, dear ones, when you need supply, then as you decree for the supply, hold the picture and then pour your love to the presence and the power that makes that picture real. You can pour your love to the picture, and it will be the magnetic power that lowers it into your outer use. People have been given the powers of life, my dear ones. You've been given, you all have, the same life as is in the central sun. Life is one. You have given to you within that life all the powers from within the central sun, and they lie quiet. But when you give your decrees, you set them into action to do for you what fulfills the divine plan at the present time. And I say to you, any manifestation you draw into the outer physical world for your use, if it be not qualified with this love, will bring you more problems. That's why I'm pleading for you to pour forth your love to your presence and to that which you wish to manifest in order to fulfill the law of divine love, so you do not draw things to you in ways that bring distress with them. By the sheer force of your desire, you can pull things in this physical world into your outer use, and with them bring 1,000 problems where you only have one now. I'm trying to help you avoid this. And therefore, if you fulfill the law of love to your presence first, and then as you give your decree and hold the picture, send your love to that picture and see it, Lord, into your outer use, you will have fulfilled the requirement of that law, and then that which comes to you through your own love and through your love to your presence cannot bring in its train distress. Then you close the door to the further mistakes. And my dear ones, if I were you and wanted quick release, I would take my stand and demand the mightiest cosmic Christ love of that violet consuming flame. In its cosmic Christ action, go into every mistake you have ever made and compel the correction of that mistake. Why, you'd be free in no time. If you demand that cosmic Christ love of the violet consuming flame in its cosmic action to correct every mistake you've made and to demand God's will done on earth as it is in the ascended master's octave and the divine plan fulfilled, my dear ones, you will move forward in the victorious accomplishment of all ages. I tell you, you will know success, you will know accomplishment, you will know protection, you will have supply that I cannot even describe to you until you experience it yourselves. Please believe me tonight, I want you free. I want this love to manifest so that hate may die and selfishness be consumed forever. And the only way to do that is to use this cosmic Christ, violet consuming flame, in such cosmic Christ power that everything that is not love is dissolved by that violet fire. It must be done someday, my dear ones. And the sooner you do that, the sooner your world is set into divine order. Then you are armored with power to go forth and into greater accomplishment that affects your nation. You can make the calls for this cosmic Christ violet flame to go into every part of your government and keep intensifying and expanding it. And as you see it expand, pour your love to it till tomorrow it expands a million times more. And I tell you, dear hearts, you will as surely have success as you do it. We want you cut free from these limitations. Life will not limit you. We will not limit you. Energy and substance don't limit you. And the only limitation this outer self has is because it will not send the love to this to the presence and the cosmic Christ fire that enables that presence and that sacred fire to come back to you with the love that brings you the fulfillment of your call. There is no power greater in all creation than this cosmic Christ love, and this cosmic Christ sacred fire is that love from the great central sun. I have used it throughout many, many centuries of time, and I shall use it until this world is purified. If you will help me, you will automatically raise your own worlds into the perfection you have desired, but which as yet has not manifested in its fullness. You can't be free without it. There's just one law of perfection, and that is the love of the sacred fire. And when you have been giving the decree, the sacred love of the sacred fire, this is exactly what it means. When you love that sacred fire, because it is the flame of life from your own I Am presence and from our octave and from the central sun, your love to that sacred fire will as surely manifest the miracles of its perfection as you send it forth. Oh, could I talk for eternity, I would show you what that love has done throughout infinite space and throughout all aeons of time. It is the supreme power of the universe. I'm therefore the individual who enjoys pouring it forth will automatically live in a world of his own and have the fullness of every good thing. I want the I Am student body financially free. I want you free in health, in mind, in body, in your affairs. And that freedom is this love which you pour to the violet consuming flame. Love it with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your feeling, with all your strength. Love it, love it, love it, and it will come back and love you and do for you what nothing else can do. Oh, that you could realize tonight the fullness of all I want you to have. And I shall come again and again and remind you until you do understand me. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, the reason we are turning your attention and concentrating upon this violet consuming flame and asking you to use it more consciously and with greater power every day is because through the warring conditions of the world, they have been releasing more and more energy through these atomic bomb experiments. And that is sent forth with destructive intent that energizes the destructive forces in the atmosphere of Earth. And we are hoping that you will understand this and go into action with more of this violet consuming flame not only to offset that, but to keep yourselves insulated against it. And you will find every time mankind designs something more terrific in its destructive activity, we will bring forth and design something more powerful on the constructive side. And you, whom we love so greatly, are those to whom we come first, to whom we bring the power, that you may stand against these other forces. I am the light of the cosmic Christ, ever intensifying as the incoming cycle progresses. You will find its light blazing brighter and brighter, and your violet consuming flame blazing brighter and brighter, until the shadows of the Antichrist cannot live, cannot manifest. And the substance, the psychic substance in the atmosphere of Earth, will have to pass through the cosmic Christ fire and be purified until it produces perfection. So I commend you tonight to the great joy of loving this violet consuming flame and these other activities of the sacred fire that you have been taught with an enjoyment you have never known before. And as you feel that greater joy, will you go forward with a sense of its power and do that which lifts you and your fellow man into the victory of light everywhere you go. With all the love at my command, and with my cosmic Christ legions of blue flame, we shall stand and watch every opportunity to amplify the cosmic Christ victorious love and power of the violet consuming flame. Everywhere you call it forth, we shall intensify it and anchor it permanently there to continue in its eternal purifying action. Then will you find resistance in your own world growing less to every constructive thing you attempt to accomplish. And that which has been the interference of the past with those who wanted to go forward in constructive activity will become instead the hand that clears the way. This violet consuming flame knows no opposition. It knows no resistance. It cannot produce one thing that don't bring perfection to life. It is as free as the air you breathe, and all the cosmic law asks is that you love your I Am presence and you love the violet consuming flame that sets you free. It is very little to ask for what it gives, and it is the secret of all the perfection you could ever desire. May the fullness of all its cosmic blessings come to you now, keep you sealed in its heart, cut you free from everything that is of discord, and lift you, lift you, lift you into the glory of its heart and show you what its love can do for you in the power that it releases. So, beloved ones, as my task goes on in clearing away those frightful things that we do not want you to look upon, your assistance in calling this into action around yourselves will be appreciated very greatly by all of the ascended hosts. Then will the legions of the violet consuming flame accomplish their work more quickly in the outer world as you do this day after day, and the whole student body become part of our legions of the violet consuming flame, the legions of the mighty Saint Germain's freedom to the earth. Because in using this, you yourselves become free as you give us the opportunity to free the atmosphere of Earth from this which wants to create more destruction. You will free the beings of the elements until they will love you for their freedom. Oh, it is so wonderful, precious ones. Don't hesitate to go forward in its glorious use. I make it your daily, your momentary activity of great, great victory. To the mightiest power you have ever used, do I call you tonight, and may your own experiences blaze round you their victory, and that power help others to be free more quickly. And we shall stand your guard as you love this violet consuming flame, and nothing equals it anywhere in the universe. Nothing is a substitute for it. And everything that is a perfection in all creation has some of this violet consuming flame within it. Glorify it by your use of it, and let it glorify you with that love which keeps you free and supplies you with every good thing forever. To the mightiest happiness you have ever known, do I call you tonight, and I will help you and help you and help you till you are the victory of its glorifying fire everywhere to life forever. Thank you so much. Beloved mighty Astraeum, in all the love at our command, stand our guard. Keep us reminded constantly to do this which you require to save both the nation and those in the national defense from the frightful things that are intended. And may we not one of us be found wanting in a single thing while we have this opportunity to serve. May our hearts go forth and give the obedience that releases the power and sets mankind free quickly and saves America from every destructive force forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such overwhelming victory, love, and power, all that violet consuming flame as of a thousand suns. Wherever we go, it becomes a permanent part of the earth and blesses all with its love for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in more of that violet consuming flame and make us its loving obedience to the perfection of the presence forever. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved Astraea, and the great being of love who came with thee. Make us all the love thou art, and let us forget everything else forever. To the seven mighty Eduim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Eduim, and command the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress all the cosmic Christ violet consuming flame that is necessary to quickly consume the entire psychic stratum of earth, let us call and call and call until all that is required is moved into outer action and the victory of purifying America and freeing the earth manifests as quickly as possible. And we accept the responsibility and thank you for the opportunity to serve till all are free. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty omnipresence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever gives the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding, violet-consuming flame whose cosmic Christ love commands eternal purity to all in this earth. Now, who all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood and flood everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to wisdom, the great divine plan. To this end, we continue in action until it is accomplished, and America arises free from the shadows forever, and through America the world. To all, now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the cosmic Christ violet consuming flame in its cosmic Christ victorious action, its victory, its love, and its power that is necessary to annihilate the whole psychic stratum of earth, the whole Antichrist, and shut off war from this earth forever, and compel those in our national defense brought back home to fulfill the divine plan as life intends.